And you're talking about all four of them, you're all four? Okay. And female sheep. You ever have sheep up there?
No, not during my time. It's COVID.
You?
You, yeah. Okay. The stuff they have on their backs is...
Cotton
on a sheep? Well, if then the stuff you grow out of cotton field, you call that.
No. Mike.
Wool? Okay. A male hog, that's a...
Male dog?
A male hog.
Oh.
Call that a...
Pig.
Okay. That's what you call a male?
I've never made a distinction between a male and a female.
Okay. Okay. What would you call a little one when it's first born?
I call it pig.
Okay. Any name if they get a little bit bigger? Did you all ever keep them up there on your farm?
We did when I was real little. I was about 5 years old.
Yeah, but you don't too much anymore?
No.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, and then when they're full grown, you call them?
Hog.
Okay.
I think you're getting at a boar and a sow.
Boar, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's male and female.
Okay. Okay. The stiff hairs they have on their back.
All that hair.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay. Bristles?
Yeah.
Okay. The big teeth that a hog has.
Fangs? No, not really.
what would you call?
Not that familiar with hogs.
Okay. The big long teeth that an elephant has.
Tongue? No.
Okay. Tongue? Okay. Tongue? Okay. Now, if you're talking about a hog, the kind of thing you throw the food in, that's a...
Fork?
Okay. Let's say you have, if you have three or four, though, if you have three or four...
Trawl?
Okay. A hog that's grown up wild.
A boar?
Okay. If you wanted to alter a hog, you would do what to it? A male hog, you wanted to alter it, you would...
If you wanted to alter it?
Yeah, or if you had a male hog and you didn't want it to grow up to be a male, what would you do to it?
Castrate.
Okay. Use any, are there any other words you know besides castrate?
No.
Okay. What about if you're talking about a female cat? If you don't want it to have kittens, then you have to get it